Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
7:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. The Ravens are in need of a pass rush desperately. Jeremy, for this, some strange reason, I believe this Oway trade is just the Ravens playing chess, not checkers. Meaning this move sets up the next move. Maybe I'm overthinking this, but with $8 million, putting them $8 million under the cap with making this move, I feel like it's chess.
You know what I like about this? Well, first off, the people that are talking about the pass rush, was it good with Owe?
No.
So what's
no.
the matter?
I mean,
honestly,
that's how I felt. That's what his trade didn't quite surprise. I saw it. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Owe was gone at the end of the year. They weren't paying him. Yeah. He was going to leave.
Like I said, it made sense to me, but I was surprised they did it.
Yeah. But again,
I think they're going to make some moves. I think they have to.
Well, you know what I like
this is the chess move.
We could sit here and listen to them tell us all day that they're making corrections behind the scenes or working on stuff, coming up with ideas. We don't get to see that unless we see it on the field.
Mm-hmm.
If they were doing that, we didn't see it on the field. And granted, there's a ton of injuries and they should get a pass. But when you start off 1-4, you're not going to get that pass because the defense wasn't good when
Before
you were healthy.
Injury, yeah.
So the thing I like is that they're showing you they're trying to do something
now.
By adding some, adding another safety that can play. This isn't just some bench player for the Chargers. So you're getting him. It's an expiring contract, so this isn't a dump where they're going to trade away all their pieces. And I think it allows you to move Kyle Hamilton closer to the line of scrimmage so he helps out in the running game where you are struggling mightily. And Ed made a good point. Like, maybe he's used more like that monster back you used to see in college. He's just all over the place.
Yeah, that's what I think you see in the line of scrimmage, primarily run, but he can cover.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I think it's another move also by bringing someone in. That $8 million is just sitting there. I think maybe there's a trade out there that once they make the trade, it'll be more under the cap. They got to get further under the cap to get it. But.
Do you think they give up draft capital? They trade draft picks for a player?
Not anything significant.
Maybe you get a guy with a bad contract that has high upside. I'm trying to think of somebody
offhand. To be honest with you, I don't think so because. Pick anybody you want in the league. Who would remedy what's going on now? Best player you can think of. I don't care who it is.
All right. I mean, I'd say Dexter Lawrence.
Maybe. What's he going to do for us? He'll bolster the run. Okay. A little bit. They'll still go away from it. You have so many problems. I don't see it. I just don't.
But does plugging...
Miles Garrett. Great, but...
You feel like plugging one hole just opens up another.
It's just that you don't
or there's
have,
too many holes
there's
even...
There's so many problems. Okay. Yeah, it's like there's so many problems.
See, I'm just wondering if fixing one thing all of a sudden... To me, it's not a matter of fixing everything, but you have to fix something.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Feel if you can get a pass rusher that helps out the secondary.
Draft pick. They don't give up draft picks.
Yeah.
If you could possibly, and you're not getting Miles Garrett, but you can get Miles Garrett, he'd help. Doesn't fix much.
Would you be willing to give up draft picks, even though they don't?
No,
I like their business.
They're not going.
Model,
I mean,
you don't think Miles Garrett would be a huge help? But his defense?
No, they'll double him. The people, teams just double him. You have no pass rush anyway.
Yeah, but if
so, who's it going to free up?
If you got, nobody draws a double team on his team. I think if you draw a double team, it'll enhance.
Better be used to.
Travis Jones will get him now.
I don't see anything happening here. It's just, there's so many problems.
I think if you get an elite premier defender, you'd be all right.
I think
how much does he help the Browns?
I think you guys are talking about two different things because Ed doesn't think bringing one person in fixes the defense. He's not saying that the pass rush wouldn't get better, whereas.
I think it does.
You think
I think fixing one thing makes the defense a lot better.
It just puts everything else in line.
Yes, that's what I think. I think if you fix one thing, the other things will fall into place. When you have something when nothing's working well, well, yeah, naturally. We fix one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thing.
Can I be cool? So This is awesome because I don't agree or disagree with either one of you. Because I don't know.
It's the worst defense in the NFL. What are we talking about here? It's like,
No. What I think is one elite play away from
what's Aaron Donald doing? Probably working out on a hill somewhere, making somebody throw up.
Yeah, in his retirement. We're still working out people out that hard. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Baltimore Ravens right now, 1-4. And I don't feel like most of the fan base has a lot of hope on this thing getting much better.
I don't blame them, honestly.
Just hit my mic.
This is a lot of it. This is one big, I don't know. This is much like the Orioles season where the injury was so devastating. There was so many of them that, okay, that when they come back, they'll be better. They came back and they were better late. And they still were bad. I mean, but you know, when you look at the season in totality, and I feel the same with the Ravens. There's so many serious injuries to premier players that we're hoping, like, when is Ricard coming back? I don't know. When's Lamar coming back?
They said
I don't know.
They said Ricard after the bye week.
They said a lot of things.
I know.
Just going by what they say, though. I mean, there is an answer to it, whether it's true or not.
Well, they already admitted to making mistakes.
But you're the biggest critic of them for that, though, because they say these things, and it never happened. Yeah. So
they made a mistake by not putting some of these guys on the PUP or IR or whatever, because you could have kept some of the – remember what we were talking about? They had so many good players. They released good players that other teams picked up. And now we're in this position. The one thing I'll say about this weekend, though, if Ronnie Stanley doesn't play – oh, my God. Like, the Rams' pass rush is fantastic. Jared Verse is just on another level. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he lost his damn chain to Jalen Carter. The two Georgia guys bet it. He was so pissed about that. And then they were asking Jalen Carter, he's like, you really took his chain? He's like, hell yeah, I won that thing. On a blocked field goal. You got to be kidding. And I lost that game. Son of a...
But you're right. To your point, if Ronnie Stanley doesn't play, it's going to get ugly.
It could early, yeah.
Because Cooper Rush is not that guy to
bring him back.
Or just to be able to avoid a rush.
Yeah, but he went 9-5 one year.
He did.
He did.
I heard. Thanks, Rashawn.
Oh, my gosh. So if they don't have Ronnie Stanley lose by double digits again at home?
I mean, I'll just say they lose. Whether it's by double digits, like maybe, is that a step forward if you don't?
Lose by more than two touchdowns at home on Sunday, it's going to be a lot of problems. And I know they got demolished last week, but I'm telling you, all it's going to take is more a two touchdown beatdown. That's it.
Can I tell you the two greatest receiving years, Cooper Kupp with the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You had Calvin Johnson
one quarterback
there, with the Lions. Same quarterback. And now you have a guy on pace to beat both those guys. That's Puka Nacua.
Yeah.
Matt Stafford threw to all three of them.
Yep. Yeah.
For people that talk trash about that dude for all the time he was with, that guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes.
And there's no question about it in my mind.
If he finishes like this without a Super Bowl championship in Detroit, is he a Hall of Fame?
Yes. Yeah, in my mind, yes.
I think the championship and being in LA helps his cause.
Helps a lot.
Yeah, it clearly helps. But like, okay,
he was throwing for a huge number of yards in Detroit because he had to throw all the time.
Let me give you Matt Stafford without the championship and the success with the Rams. Is Phillip Rivers a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No, first ballot?
Yeah.
It all depends on who's up against.
Okay, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yes.
So that's why I think Matt Stafford.
I'm not saying he wouldn't have been a Hall of Famer. Yeah. I'm saying the Super Bowl and being in LA helped his cause.
I think
that pushes him forward even more. I don't think as many people would notice what he did in his career had he not gone to Los Angeles and won the Super Bowl.
Well, that's where it comes on to all those people. It doesn't matter what those people know. It's the guys in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
Because like I've talked to Garceau about this where he's voting in the room, but when it's a player from your city, you have to present him. And I've watched him work. He takes that stuff seriously, like breaking down. And I'm like, just stand up and say Ray Lewis. Stand up and say John Ogden. If these guys don't know, then they're idiots. But you know, when he had to present Marshall Yanda and Terrell Suggs.
You got to take that seriously because you actually have someone's legacy in your hands.
Mm-hmm. Look at how they react when they get when that Shrek with those gigantic hands is knocking on their hotel room and goes,
"You made it into the Hall of Fame."
And then they're all like teary-eyed and waiting. They're all waiting to hear it.
That's the ultimate.
It's the final thing of your career. Yeah. The penultimate thing to get there because everything else, you're done after that.
It's the penultimate thing?
Yes, penultimate. Pencil ultimate.
It's the next best thing in your life?
Well, yeah. If you to winning a Super Bowl. See how I recovered with that?
No, because you would have won the Super Bowl before.
Yeah, that would have been the second best thing. Shut up, Ed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.